For years, the pharmaceutical industry has worked to influence how money is spent by state Medicaid programs. That came to light last month in our investigation of the committees that determine which drugs states cover with Medicaid. We found out that 3 out of 5 doctors who serve on those panels receive payments from drug companies. Arizona's governor was listening, and he's now changing the setup in his state. NPR's Allison Kojak reports.
Arizona Governor Doug Ducey says NPR's joint investigation with the Center for Public Integrity opened his eyes to the potential conflicts of interest on his state's Medicaid Drug Committee.
When we learned that a member of Arizona's Pharmacy and Therapeutics Committee had received compensation as much as $700,000 from drug companies, it allowed us to ask questions.
According to our investigation, that doctor, Mohammed Ramadan, got more compensation from pharmaceutical companies than any other doctor serving on a Medicaid drug committee across the U.S. The committees are instrumental in determining which prescription drugs get preferred treatment by state Medicaid programs, which can mean lots of revenue for their manufacturers. The revelations spurred Ducey to action.
We came to the decision of making a clear choice here of someone who's receiving this amount of compensation has a conflict of interest. So we thought removing the board member was the best course of action.
Ramadan didn't respond to several calls and emails from NPR and the Center for Public Integrity. And Ducey didn't stop with one doctor. Last week, he also issued an executive order requiring all committee members to receive conflict of interest training and to abstain from voting or even discussing medications if they have a financial relationship with the manufacturer. The order also requires people who speak at committee hearings to disclose any ties they have to drug companies.
And we just believe that decisions about healthcare should be made in the best interest of Arizonans without the appearance of undue influence.
Liz White, the reporter who led the investigation at the Center for Public Integrity, says Arizona is not alone.
There are at least 38 states that have doctors on their Medicaid drug committees who've gotten more than $1,000 from pharma companies during the 4.5-year period that we looked at.
And the fallout from our investigation wasn't limited to Arizona. Here's Liz White again.
A doctor on the New York Drug Medicaid Committee resigned because he didn't disclose accurately his ties to drug makers, and an official in New York divested his stock in pharmaceutical companies due to a potential perceived conflict of interest.
Wally Jalad says financial conflicts of interest are a fact of life in medicine.
There are conflicts with drug companies, there are conflicts with insurers, there are conflicts with hospitals, pharmacies, there are conflicts everywhere.
Jalad runs the Center for Pharmaceutical Policy and Prescribing at the University of Pittsburgh. He says disclosing financial ties should be standard practice, especially for people serving on decision-making boards.
At least they can be out in the open. If they're hidden, they can't be addressed.
And in Arizona, at least, those ties will be more transparent in the future. Allison Kojak, NPR News.